Greetings from University Hall, and welcome to another edition of the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. As students wrap up their final exams this week, it's quieter than usual around grounds, but UVA football players are not only studying, they're preparing for the Military Bowl. One of those players joins me today, and that's defensive lineman Eli Handback. Eli, thanks for making time for this. How are your finals coming along?
They're going very well. I'm, you know, happy with the way things are wrapping up. I have one more take care of tomorrow, and then, you know, after that, I'm done till January, and I can just focus on football.
So you picked, you were telling me you picked foreign affairs as your major with a minor in history. Mm-hmm. When you came to UVA a couple of years ago, did you have a major in mind, or was that recommended to you?
I think I want to do something in business, but, you know, things change when you get here. You know, you got to manage your time wisely and see what classes can fit with the time slots you have available with football. So foreign affairs was something, and I've loved history my whole life. So, you know, minoring in history, but foreign affairs is something I found very interesting here. And that's what I decided to major with. And it, you know, fits the time slots I have and fits things that I want to learn about.
So the regular season ended about 3 weeks ago. What has your training regimen been since the Virginia Tech game, and do you feel fresher now than you did at the end of game number 12?
Definitely. They took the top 44 guys, so
the two deep, basically.
It's
right?
Pretty much two deep. The guys who are playing, you know, this long season. Right after Tech, I think we got a day or two off, and then we started doing kind of like regenerative stuff in the weight room, and these past. The last week and then this week we've been, you know, getting back into lifting, but, you know, still taking care of our body, still, you know, stretching, making sure the body feels good. So I feel a lot better, a lot less banged up than I did in season. So I think next week when we start practice and head into the bowl, I think everyone's be feeling pretty fresh.
The younger and less experienced players have been training separately. They've been getting after it pretty hard. I know. What have you heard? Have you talked to any of those guys about what they've been going through?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to the O-line, D-line guys, and they're the first ones to lift for the developmental group. So they're early in the morning with Coach Mendenhall. You know, I know they're pushing sleds. They're doing all kinds of drills really fast. You know, he's trying to make them work. And, you know, he's trying to get them better. That's what we do here at this program. So, you know, everyone's got to go through it. But I also hear that, you know, these later weeks they're starting to focus a lot on technique and stuff now, which is, it's very helpful for those guys. I know they're happy to be getting better, and I haven't been able to see one of those practices yet, but I did watch the scrimmage, and the defense looked really, played very well this past Saturday, and the D-line looked like they were playing very physical, and Coach Vic, he seemed happy with their performance. Obviously, there's a lot of work with us included, you know, with the top 44 defense as well, always getting better. But from, you know, first scrimmage for those young guys, they looked really good. And I think everyone was pretty pleased, but there's still, you know, room to get better.
The Military Bowl will be played December 28th in Annapolis, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium or visited the Naval Academy?
I have not. This will be a first time for me.
Yeah. Well, if you like history, there's a lot, a lot in that town.
I know we're staying in D.C. and we're doing, I think, like a monument tour, which sounds pretty exciting to me.
Navy, as football fans know, runs a version of the triple option that has a lot in common with Virginia Tech's offense or Georgia Tech's offense. Mm-hmm. How much do you think that familiarity with the triple option will help the defense, having seen it once and prep for it once?
I think that helps a huge amount because, you know, when any team has to prepare for the triple option, it's completely different than any other type of conventional offense that colleges are running these days. And it's something that you really have to focus on. And that type of offense prides themselves in getting defenses to make a mistake or get a man off. And if that happens, that offense can, you know, break it for a long touchdown. That's usually how they make it. That's how they get their bread and butter. So, for us, having played Georgia Tech and we know how to defend it, Coach Mendenhall loves defending the triple option. And, you know, we've done, pretty good job against, Georgia Tech, and he's obviously done an amazing job against defending the triple option over, you know, when he was at BYU. So I think it's something everyone's excited for. You know, I think the coaches are excited for it. And the fact that we've seen it before is definitely going to help us in preparing for Navy.
As the nose tackle against Georgia Tech, did you basically have the same assignment every play? Were you responsible for the dive, the quarterback, or did it change depending on how the Yellow Jackets lined up?
Well, the defense we run for that is very simple, and it's probably even simpler for the nose. You know, you're either going to hit the center straight forward or, you know, pick a left or right side of the shoulder on the center. So it's really three things you need to know. It's kind of just, honestly, the triple option, really, when it comes to defending triple option, just comes down to mindset and physicality, how hard you want to go.
Did you watch Army-Navy last weekend?
Yes, I did.
Navy's quarterback, Malcolm Perry, rushed for 250 yards in that game. A few weeks earlier against SMU, he ran for 282 yards. What kind of challenge will he present? Because he's a guy who can obviously, if he breaks the first tackle or gets into the secondary, he can take it all the way.
I mean, yeah, it's something we definitely have to get ready for. He's a fast guy, athletic, you know, can make and miss. You know, all those skilled players in the backfield of triple option offense can do that. So, you know, it's going to be playing assignment football, and, you know, just got to do our best to, you know, keep them on their side of the line of scrimmage. And if they do get past our line of scrimmage, you know, the guy that first makes contact has to bring him down, because, like you said, he's a dangerous threat if he gets to second level, if he gets any space. So we just got to do our best to contain him.
Getting back to a bowl game is obviously a big step for this program. This will be the first postseason appearance for UVA in 6 years. What impact do you think winning the game would have on the program, you know, going into 2018?
I think it'll be huge to end with a winning season, and winning, you know, the last game before we go into our off season. I think that'll be a huge momentum swing in recruiting for the guys that are here, and, you know, just, you know, being determined to just keep moving forward and keep getting better. And I also think for the older guys, it'll be a good way for them to go out. After, you know, they leave here at the University of Virginia, it'll be a nice positive note for them. So I think there's a lot that we're all playing for here, you know, not just winning the game, but, you know, the effects of winning, like all the stuff that comes with it.
You started 11 games as a redshirt freshman last year at defensive end in the 3-4 defense that Coach Mendenhall runs. You moved to nose tackle this season. You have not scored any touchdowns yet, which is a change from last year. But in general, you've made the transition look pretty seamless. I mean, was it that way, or has it been maybe more challenging than it would appear from the outside?
It was challenging. I mean, I've said it, you know, 100 times before, that, you know, I had to gain a lot of weight to be able to play in the interior, and it's still very tough because, you know, play center and guards in the ACC, those dudes are all big and very strong and physical. So it's something that you have to adapt and get used to. Is you got to be just as strong and physical as those guys so you can compete in you know, in the tier line. So it's been tough, and you know, the realm of physicality and mindset in the interior, like, you know, assignment wise, it hasn't been any more challenging than learning the plays at end. But it comes with a different mindset and a different know-how of technique and what you need to do.
There's a great photo from the UNC game that I'm sure you've seen of you and Vic Soto leaping, you know, into the air, kind of high five, or, mm-hmm. you know, chest bumping after, you know, to celebrate the Chris Peace sack that sealed the game for the Hoos. What's it been like playing for Vic? I know Ruffin McNeil became a beloved figure in his 1 year in Charlottesville, and when he left, I think there were people who wondered what effect that would have on the program and how this young new guy would do. But, you know, judging from the performance on the field, defensive line did just fine this year.
Yeah, Coach Vic's been awesome. You know, he's played at the highest level. You know, he's still a young guy, so he can still joke around with us, but, you know, he can also get serious and, you know, be hard on us too, which we need to, you know, stay better and get better. But yeah, he's been awesome in teaching us technique and, you know, teaching us, or, you know, presenting the mindset that we need to have every time we go play a game, and, you know, presenting the mindset of needing to be physical. So, and really all aspects of what you need in a D-line coach, I think, you know, Coach Vic has it. Like I said, he can be hard on us when he needs to be hard on us, but, you know, he cares about us. He cares about all of us. And you know, he could joke around at us, joke around with us, and have a good time with us too at the same time. So you know, I couldn't. We couldn't ask for a better D-line coach than we have here.
I think he said that kind of the goal ultimately is to have all the linemen capable of playing any spot on the front. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably at some point this year, just about everybody. I mean, you lined up. You might have started every game at nose, but you played some end, didn't you? And
I think I got – I might have taken maybe like six reps at end this year. But, yeah, he's comfortable throwing me in at end.
But he'd like guys to be able to play
everywhere,
all three spots. Mm-hmm. Two of the guys in the two deep by the end of the year, a true freshman, Mandy Alonzo and John Kervin. Mandy ended up starting three games. You know, John played a lot and will play a lot more going forward. You know, how far have those guys come since training camp? And as someone who redshirted his first year, are you impressed by the fact that, you know, as true freshmen, they can not only get on the field but play well?
I think that's very impressive, and that's a testament to how hard they've worked. And, you know, studying film and studying their playbook. And, you know, it's going to be tough for them because, you know, coming to a freshman and play with in the ACC and all the other schools we play, it's tough because those dudes are, you know, big and strong. They've been in college systems for years. And, you know, to play as a true freshman and, you know, be successful, you got to have great technique. You got to know what you're doing. And I think both those guys have done a great job of doing that. You know, especially Mandy, who, you know, of late has earned a starting spot at end, and he's done very well. You know, he played great against Georgia Tech. He played great in his hometown against Miami. You know, he played well against Virginia Tech. So he's come a long way, and I think for both those guys, you know, the real learning experience was just, you know, you get in the game, and it's way faster than it is in high school. So for them, I think it was, you know, probably a shock at first, but I think, you know, now – having been in a couple games, you know, 12 games throughout the year, they've gotten a lot comfortable and a lot more familiar with the speed of the game, and now they can just, you know, use their God-given abilities they have to help them play to the best of their ability.
Micah Kizer was sitting in that chair a few weeks ago, and during the course of the podcast, he said that he believes the defense will actually be better next season, even without him and Quinn and Andrew Brown. I think you'll have 18 or 19 of the, you know, 2D back. What do you see for this defense? Obviously, those guys will leave a void not only in their performance but in their leadership.
I mean, definitely, we're gonna miss all three of those guys. You know, you have a leader of the D line at the D line, a leader for the linebackers, leader in the secondary with, you know, Andrew, Micah, and Quinn. But you know, I could see why Micah would make that statement. I mean, like we were just talking about, we have a lot of young guys who've already played. And I think we're going to have a lot of experience at each, you know, position, the D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary. And we're going to have a lot of guys who've played and played in games and a lot of good players. So I think we're going to be a very solid defense, but not only solid, we'll be a very experienced defense on all levels of the defense.
Coach Mendenhall is also the team's defensive coordinator. How much more of the defense did he put in this year, and is there more? Do you think he'll continue to kind of put more on the plates of the defense as it gets more experience in this 3-4?
I'm sure he will. I think in our base calls, we've stayed pretty basic. I don't think we've really thrown anything wild in for our base calls. But nickel, we've definitely been able to have different blitzes and, you know, different things where, you know, throwing at the offenses. And I think that's just a testament to how he's more trust he's been able to put in us, the fact that we have guys on the field who know what they're doing. So I'm sure he'll throw some more wrinkles in the future. The more, you know, the longer we're in his system, the more guys that are playing in the system to have more experience out on the field.
You grew up in Hanover County outside Richmond, and you came to UVA football games at Scott Stadium when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that games? I know you've said that you saw Marcus Hagans play, and he's on the staff now, and mm-hmm. Heath Miller, I think, was on the team when you came.
Yeah, I mean, it's watching those games, you know, that was back then. Virginia was playing really good football, and it's great to see that, you know, we're playing great football again. And that I'm sure there's kids in the stands that were like me thinking, you know, wow, you know, one day I hope I could play out here, or, you know, excited to see what we're doing here. And, you know, that's just really cool that, we're able to have, you know, within 2 years of Coach Mendenhall being here, the success we're having and being, you know, playing for a bowl game again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you choose a college for a number of reasons, but you said that in part you wanted to help turn this program around and get it back to where it had been. You know, there's a lot more work to be done on that front, but it's satisfying, I guess, to have seen this progress these first 2 years.
Yeah, I mean,
particularly after last year, which was tough from a win-loss standpoint.
It's definitely great to see this progress we've had. I mean, last year obviously was very disappointing to everyone, and you know, to this year, from going 2-10, you know, we're 6-6 right now, and we're playing to, you know, be 7-6 and have a winning record. It's pretty good feeling to know that the work we're putting in is paying off.
Your father played football at Bridgewater College. How much has he enjoyed kind of seeing you play here and playing well at this level?
I mean, he loves it. I mean, him and my dad and his older brother, my Uncle Frankie, they're coming to every home game, and they love it. I mean, they love Virginia. They love watching me play. You know, I hear from, you know, my friends' parents in the stands talk about it. You know, they say they love seeing my dad and his brother get into it during the game. I mean, they really get invested. They're pretty emotional guys when it comes to watching football, and I'm sure it's not any help for my dad to have you know, his son out there playing too. So I mean, I'm sure they love it, and they're happy to see the success we're having too. Not just because their nephew or their son's on the team, but because they're fans and been fans their whole life as well.
Are you going to have a pretty good cheering section up in Annapolis for the bowl game?
I am. I think we're only get 6 tickets, which is more than we usually do. But I will be using all my 6 tickets. Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that you were not heavily recruited by FBS programs mm-hmm. when you were at Patrick Henry High School. Mm-hmm. Were there any doubts in your mind about your ability to play at this level?
No. I mean, I always knew I had the size, and I always thought I had the athletic ability. I think for me, it was just it was tough for us at PH at the time I was there. We had gone through, I think I had 3 different head coaches in 4 years in high school. I think it was pretty hard recruiting in there. Not saying it should have been, because in the past Patrick Henry had been state championship contending right. team, and we've had plenty of Division I FBS players come out of Patrick Henry. But we were going through tough times there when I was in high school, and I hadn't really gone to a lot of camps or any of that stuff. I probably hadn't prepared enough for the next level, but I always thought I had the physical ability to play at this level. And when I'd been kind of just waiting and just working and lifting to get better. And then I got my first offer from ODU, and then that's when it really hit you. Like, all right, wow, I got a real offer with that. Yeah. I can actually play at this level now.
The coaching staff placed a huge emphasis going into last offseason on the players adding weight and muscle. Coach mm-hmm. Mendenhall said that, the team got pushed around too much last year. What will be the emphasis this offseason? Obviously, I'm not sure how much more weight you can add. You're not going to be looking to add 20 pounds probably. No. You have any sense, or is that just something to deal with after the bowl game?
I'm sure, those younger guys that want to get bigger. We got a lot of long, tall guys like, Elliot and Charles, who have a lot of body, or a lot of length they can put muscle on. And so they'll definitely be looking forward.
For some, I know, of those
Coach
guys,
Winter
yeah.
will be looking forward to get a lot of those young guys in the weight room and lifting. For us older guys, probably, just continue to get stronger. Work on our speed, probably leaning, just leaning us out more, making our bodies look, as the best they can for our size and whatnot.
One of your classmates at Patrick Henry is also one of your classmates here, Chesden Harrington. Mm-hmm. He is on the baseball team. Did he play any role in your getting you to Virginia, getting the coaches interested in you, or is that kind of an urban myth?
No, that's true. I would say it's true. Just one night, I forget, I think it was my junior year of high school, and I was just hanging out in my living room, and UVA hadn't been recruiting me. Like, other schools like sending me letters and stuff. I actually had Tech recruiting. Tech was probably the first school that had started recruiting me. And Virginia, I hadn't received anything. And one night, I'm just sitting in my living room, and Chesden, sends out a tweet. And, my at name's in there, and he adds all the other coaches like UVA coaches in there as well. And I'm just, I kind of laughed about it. I didn't think anything come of it. Like, what are these coaches going to look at some random kid's tweet for? And the next day I got an email from Coach Wackenheim, saying they watched my film, wanted me to come to a camp. And I went to the camp, and from there, the recruiting started, and then I got offered in the summer going into my senior year, and that's when I committed. So I'd say Chesham won't take any credit for getting me my offer. He'd say it's
but
just
you'll
me.
Give him some.
But I'll give him a lot of the credit because, honestly, I wasn't on the radar until he said something about it.
He's obviously a very good baseball player. He played some football or a lot of football in high school. How good was he in football?
I mean, Chesham, he was always a fantastic leader, and he was a great football player. He played quarterback for us. He played wide receiver for us. He was a competitor. He played hard. He encouraged us. He was an all-around great teammate and a great football player. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to play with us our senior year due to baseball and some other things that went down. I know he really missed it with us our senior year. But the years I did get to play with him, in Little League and middle school, and the 3 years of Patrick Henry was awesome because he was a very good football player. He helped us out a lot, and he was just a great teammate.
Do you get out to Davenport and watch him play baseball at all?
I didn't see him. I'll be honest, I didn't see him play. I didn't go to a baseball game last.
Put that on your bucket list.
He gives me a lot of crap for that too, and I probably deserve it. He's all football games and encourages me and stuff. I got to get out to a baseball game and watch, but. I mean, I will say that I went to a lot of baseball games before I was at school here, but now it's at school, I'm busy. But we have another family friend back home. He gets he has like season tickets, all the football games and stuff too. And we have a little group message, and he said he's going to get me in one of the games. So. We'll see what happens. I probably should get down to one this spring.
You can deal with that in the spring. First things first, the bowl game and your final exam. So good luck on both of those. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Appreciate it.
All right, the final day of exams at UVA is Friday, and the men's basketball team returns to action Saturday afternoon against Davidson at JPJ. For schedules and information on all our teams, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, take care and thanks for listening.